music has a rich heritage filled with thousands of songs by hundreds of artists whose talent has made a deep and lasting impression on many of the popular songs we hear today. Now I invite you to listen as we turn back the years to once again enjoy the music of many of the talented entertainers who have gone before. I'm Ron Barlow, and these are my memories on the Country Cavalcade. The Tennessee plowboy ain't a plowboy anymore. In fact, Eddie Arnold hasn't been a plowboy since he changed his image in the early 1960s and started recording many of his hits with a full orchestra and then making appearances in a black tuxedo. Eddie Arnold had signed his first recording contract with RCA Records in 1944, but by the late 1950s, he and the RCA vice president in charge of the Nashville operation, Chet Atkins, were looking for a way to compete with the increasing popularity of a new sound called rock and roll. They came up with what would later be referred to as the Nashville sound. That same style would later be picked up by other country superstars like Jim Reeves, Marty Robbins, Ray Price, and Patsy Cline, and even include a new style developed by Danny Davis and the Nashville Brass. But to begin this program, let's go back to Eddie's biggest single recording triumph, recorded on May the 18th, 1947. A number one country hit for 21 straight weeks. The voice of Eddie Arnold, and I'll hold you in my heart till I can hold you in my arms.
You've never been held before. I'll think of you each day, and then I'll dream the night away, till you are in my arms once more. The stars up in the sky, I feel so blue when I'm away from you. I'll hold you in my heart till I can hold you in my arms. So darling, please wait for me.
In the background, playing that electric Hawaiian steel guitar, a sound that he developed while he and Eddie were both members of the Golden West Cowboy Band, the Pee Wee King Band of the 1940s. In fact, that's how Eddie came to Nashville and became a star of the Grand Ole Opry at that time, was through the recording popularity of Pee Wee King. He was the vocalist and played lead guitar for the Golden West Cowboys. on his next number one hit. It came less than a year later and held the top spot on the charts for 19 weeks in 1948. It was another beautiful song that crossed over into the pop charts and established Eddie Arnold as not only a very popular country recording star, but now a pop star, almost a crooner. Eddie Arnold's unforgettable Bouquet of Roses.
I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart. And as the door of love between us closes, tears will fall like petals when we part. I begged you to be different, but you'll always be untrue. I'm tired of forgiving, now there's nothing left to do. So I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart. I know that I should hate you after all you put me through, but how can I be bitter when I'm still in love with you? So I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart.
Yes, it became a big pop hit for Eddie Arnold, a song that actually also became one of the great country standards, one that many, many artists continued to sing even unto this day. You hear a concert artist doing that beautiful song, The Bouquet of Roses. In 1955, Eddie continued on the pop charts with a song that he first recorded in 1947. At that time, it was not a big chart hit, but it would become his theme song and perhaps his most memorable recording, a song that will always be identified with the Tennessee Plowboy. Cattle Call, recorded in 1961 with the Hugo Winterhalter Orchestra and chorus.
Coyotes are howling, way out where the doggies bawl. Where spurs are a-jingling, a cowboy is singing this lonesome cattle call. Till his day's work is done, and he rounds up the cattle each fall. Singing his cattle call. For hours he would ride on the range, far and wide, when the night winds blow up a squall. His heart is a feather. In all kinds of weather, he sings his cattle call. Riding the prairie, and he sings with an old western drawl.
Conclusion of our show, we'll be featuring Eddie and his newest recording of Cattle Call, a song that he recorded with a very young, beautiful country entertainer named Leanne Rimes. From her album Blue, she and Eddie got together and recorded Cattle Call as a brand new song in 1996. And we'll be playing that a little bit later on in the show. In fact, at the very end of the show, we'll be introducing Eddie and Leanne Rimes. At the time of the recording, she was 14 years old, and Eddie was 78. In 1947, another number one country song, another song that went to the top of the country charts, and one that Eddie helped write, called It's a Sin.
It's a sin, my darling, how I love you, because I know our love can never be. It's a sin to keep this memory of you when silence proves that you've forgotten me. The dream I built for us has tumbled, each promise broken like my heart.
Another one of those songs that will always be identified with Eddie Arnold, a song that Eddie helped write along with Fred Rose and Zeb Turner, put that together in 1947, another number one song. The next year was very good to Eddie Arnold, and this became one of the great country standards. In fact, almost every country and western singer of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and even into the 80s were singing this one, a classic called simply Anytime.
Anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime downhearted, that will prove your love for me is true. Anytime you're thinking about me, that's the time I'll think of you. Anytime you say you want me back again, that's the time I'll come back home to you.
This was a big hit. The year was 1948. Well, Eddie was not done in 1948 with recording hit songs. He had another one that went to the top of the charts, another number one song called Just a Little Lovin' Will Go a Long Way. And for 8 weeks, it led all other songs in country music.
Just a little lovin' will go a long way, and you'll make me happy the rest of my day. Put your arms around me, then I'll be your slave. Cause just a little loving will go a long way. Ever since this time began, love has ruled the world. Even Adam set the pace and started it a whirl. I met you, and now I know that you're the one for me. Come on back, then you will plainly see. Put your arms around me, and I'll be your slave. Cause just a little loving will go a long way. I don't believe you really know how much that I love you. If you did, you'd come on back and make my dreams come true. Your eyes, your lips, your loving kisses seem to linger yet. I'll forgive, but please don't you forget that just a little loving will go a long way. And you make me happy the rest of my days. Put your arms around me, I'll be your slave. Cause just a little loving will go a long way.
That's smooth, easy style of Eddie Arnold. And his great hits of the 1940s, Just a Little Lovin', will go a long way. 1949, also a very good year for the Tennessee Plowboy. His next song, a number one song that went onto the charts and remained a number one for 12 big weeks. Eddie Arnold and some good advice. Don't rob another man's castle.
They say a man's home is his castle. He's like a king on a throne. It may be a shack down alongside the track, but everything in it's his own. So don't think of taking his loved one. It's written, thou shalt not steal. Don't rob another man's castle, no matter how lonesome you
songs. Actually, Eddie had 28 number one hits in a row. He had the most charted singles of any artist. He spent more weeks at number one than any other country artist. Truly one of the great voices of country music. From the 1940s comes one of my favorites. It wasn't his biggest hit, but certainly it was one of my favorites. When Eddie tells you how much he loves you.
I know what I would do. I'd spend it all for candy and give it all to you. I'd spend it all for candy and give it all to you. 'Cause that's how much I love you, baby. That's how much I love you. Well, if you were a kitten with pretty glossy fur, I'd take you up and stroke you and listen to you purr. I'd take you up and stroke you and listen to you purr. 'Cause that's how much I love you, baby. That's how much I love you. Oh, if you were a tiger, I'd hang around your den. I'd pester you, my honey, until you let me in. Oh, I'd pester you, my honey, until you let me in. 'Cause that's how much I love you, baby. That's how much I love you. Thank you.
and I an old gray man. I'd stand and let you bite me and never move a hair. I'd stand and let you bite me and never move a hair. 'Cause that's how much I love you, baby. That's how much I love you. Well, if you want to marry, now let me tell you what. We'll go and find the parson and let him tie the knot. We'll go and find the parson and let him tie the knot. 'Cause that's how much I love you, woman. That's how much I love you.
Another big hit from the 1940s, another classic by Eddie Arnold. Back to the year 1949 now, and another number one song, one of those 28 hit songs that Eddie had recorded. This, a beautiful love song, as he says, "Take me in your arms and hold me."
Take me in your arms and hold me like I've been holding you in my heart. Take me in your arms. Missed me since we've been apart. You just don't know how heartsick and lonesome I've been, or how much I pray that you'd come back again. And take me in your arms and hold me like I've been holding you in my
song. And you probably recognize the full orchestration in the background on that particular song. It was when Eddie was starting to experiment a little bit with the full instrumentation, and it turned out to be a very beautiful song. Take me in your arms and hold me. Now we jump to the year 1953, another number one song. Actually, Eddie took a lot of his old titles, put them together, and came up with a brand new song, called it simply Eddie's Song. It was a number one country hit for 3 big weeks.
I just called the love bug itch, Molly darling, and I want to play house with you. Take me in your arms and hold me and be mine. I'll send you a big bouquet of roses any time. I know there's no wings on my angel, but how easy on the eyes you've been. There's been a change in me, it's true. I want a full-time job with you, and if that's how much I love you, it's a sin. Thank you. about just a little loving. So it's older and bolder we'll be. Don't you ever take the ribbons from your hair, or you'll be rocking all alone in your easy rocking chair. I won't rob another man's castle. I'll be chained to a memory. You're just a great big bundle of that southern sunshine that I love, and my cuddled bugging baby you will be.
Well, a pretty clever use of a lot of song titles in that. It was Eddie's song, and it was a number one song in 1953. The following year, one of his most beautiful love songs, and a very popular song, again, a great crossover song that went over onto the pop charts as well as being a number one country song. Eddie says, "How many arms have held you? I really don't want to know."
How many arms have held you and hated to let you go? How many I wonder, but I really don't want to know. How many lips have kissed you and set your soul aglow? How many I wonder, but I really don't want to know. So always make me wonder.
Wonderful voice, Eddie Arnold, and I really don't want to know. Incidentally, Eddie Arnold is still traveling. He's still doing appearances. He will not appear in the large venues, however, prefers auditoriums of 3,000 or less, and actually has a full show on the road, even at age 78. Here's an interesting song. It was written by Bill Anderson, and it became a hit for Bill, but it was not a big hit. It went to number 7 on the charts. Then Roy Clark came along and took it up to number 10. And then Eddie Arnold in 1966. And it predictably went to number 1.
I reached out my arms and I touched you. Soft words, I whispered your name. slip right through my hand. But I let it slip right through my hand. Somebody took you when I wasn't looking, and I should have known from the start.
Of that Nashville sound that Chet Atkins helped Eddie develop, a sound that became very popular in the 1960s, recording with a big full orchestra. In 1963, Eddie heard pop singer Timmy Euro sing Make the World Go Away, and he was convinced that her record would be a smash hit. Well, it wasn't. It went only to number 24. Well, trusting his ears more than the charts, Eddie recorded the song in 1965, and yes, he had another number one hit
Make
song.
Make the world go away and get on my shoulders. Say the things you used to say and make the world. If you do, then forgive me and make the world go away. Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders. Say sorry if I hurt you. I'll make it up day by day. Just say you love me like you used to and make the world go away. Make
the detractors, those who thought that Eddie Arnold had gone a little bit too far, stretching country's boundaries too far. The country music industry, though, as a whole, was very proud of the Tennessee Plowboy. His undeniable contributions to the cause earned him a piece in the Country Music Hall of Fame, a very important place. He was installed in 1966. Only six others preceded him in membership. The following year, when the Country Music Association began dispensing their annual Music Achievement Awards, Eddie Arnold was voted the very first Entertainer of the Year. In 1970, after a performance at the Waldorf Astoria in New York, RCA executives presented Eddie Arnold with a plaque to acknowledge his sales of more than 60 million records worldwide. That figure has since grown to more than 85 million records. The Academy of Country Music honored Eddie Arnold with the Pioneer Award in 1984. The Songwriters Guild gave him his President's Award in 1987. And although he has not been a prolific songwriter, he did co-write several songs like You Don't Know Me. That was a top 10 country hit in 1956. He wrote a number one for Mickey Gilley, a number two for Ray Charles, and a chart record for Elvis Presley, Jerry Vale, and Ray Pennington, among others. Eddie Arnold in 1961 recorded another great favorite called simply Somebody Like Me.
Your baby loves you now, so don't make her blue now. You better start being true now. I'm telling you why, because if you break her heart, somebody's gonna come along and he'll steal her away from you. Somebody like me. Let me tell you, friend, I'm not butting in, but I think it's such a sin if you don't treat her right, because if you break her heart, somebody's gonna come along and steal her away from you. Somebody like me. She wants to be held tight now, each and every night now. You better treat her right now. I'm telling you why, because if you break her heart, somebody's gonna come along and he'll steal her away from you. Somebody like me. I hope you listen to now each word that I've told you now. These things you'd better do now, or you won't have a long, because if you break her heart, somebody's gonna come along and he'll steal her away from you. Somebody like me.
Somebody like me will steal her away from you. Eddie Arnold, the Tennessee Plowboy. Well, of course, as we pointed out earlier, he was not a plowboy going into the 1960s, a very sophisticated and a very fine entertainer who substituted for Johnny Carson as a host on the Tonight Show. Also had his own show, the Kraft Music Hall, and later the Eddie Arnold Show. All of these showing very fine sophistication when it came to not only entertaining, but acting as an MC and as a television personality. Another Eddie Arnold song that we enjoyed very much back in the 1960s, a song that he again recorded with that big full orchestra sound, I Want to Go With You.
I want to go with you to that other world, the one your love takes me to.
then you'd know before you ask that I wanna go with you. I wanna go with you to that other world, the one your love takes me to. I wanna go. What else can I say? I wanna go with you. I wanna go with you to that other world, the one you're.
Beautiful Eddie Arnold songs, I Want to Go With You. We're featuring the music, the songs of the Tennessee Plowboy, Eddie Arnold, on our Country Cavalcade show. This particular program devoted to the music of Eddie Arnold. And here's another great favorite. This one came out in the 1960s. Also a good example of that big, full sound that he was so famous for when he said the last word in Lonesome Is Me. Another Eddie Arnold hit. His last big chart song was recorded in February of 1990 and went to the country music charts in 1990. And here it is, Eddie Arnold singing, You Don't Miss a Thing.
I saw your car, I thought it'd stop a moment. So tell me how been. The house is green, you really made
be different. My gosh, the place I'm in. So you're not home a lot. At least the times I told you're not. All this is just the shirt I bought. I knew you'd say I look too thin. You don't miss a thing, baby. No, you don't miss a thing. You can tell my world's gone crazy, but you've got things all tied with string. I came by to say I'm sorry. Now I can't say a thing, 'cause I miss everything about you, and you don't miss a thing. You look terrific, though it's not surprising. I knew you'd do just fine. And I'm just strange, I mean, if I look tired, it's all this overtime. I thought that working late might help me sleep. No, I don't think. At least I haven't. That can wait. All right, I miss you. That's no problem. You don't miss a thing, baby. No, you don't miss a thing. You can tell my world's gone crazy, but you got things all tied with string. I came by to say I'm sorry. Now I can't say a thing, 'cause I miss everything about you, and you don't miss a thing.
Well, according to one of the experts who keeps track of such things, Eddie Arnold's songs have spent a total of 145 weeks at the top of the charts in that number one slot. He's had so many hit songs. And his latest came out on an album with a young lady named Leanne Rimes, who became a sensational country entertainer with a song written many years ago by Bill Mack, a song originally written for another artist, and that would be Patsy Cline. And before Patsy could record it, she was lost in that airplane crash, and so Bill never released the song until Leanne Rimes came along and she recorded it, and it went to the top of the charts. A song called Blue. Well, from that song came the album Blue, and on the album, a song recorded with Eddie Arnold. In 1996, he had another hit single. Eddie Arnold and his recording, a great recording of a song called The Cattle Call.
The cattle would ride on the rain, far and wide, when the night wind blow up a storm. His heart is a feather in all kinds of weather, he sings his kettle call.
Arnold ever recorded a duet. This time he chose to record with Leanne Rimes because he was so impressed with her voice. And that's our show. We certainly hope you have enjoyed it. For the past hour, you have been listening to some of the classic country and western songs that have set the standard for much of today's popular music, the great hits of Eddie Arnold. These are some of my memories. I'm Ron Barlow, and this has been the Country Cavalcade.